Everybody's eyes closed, and let's have a word of prayer together. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for giving us this time. This time, Lord, that we can spend focused upon your word. Lord, I ask that you would just help us to see what you have for us this morning, a simple truth that is powerful in the lives of these young people. I ask that you would just give us your word, give us your help us to pay attention to it. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. All right, everybody sitting up straight. Hands in your lap, sitting up straight. Hands in your lap, paying attention on purpose. I want you to turn your Bibles to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel is where we're going to find our Bible story that we're going to learn from today. 1 Samuel, and then you're going to go to chapter number 12. 1 Samuel and chapter number 12. And we'll get there in just a moment. Let's see how many of you were listening last night. We had one simple thing I wanted you to try and lock in last night, is that if you want God to be pleased with you, you have to do what? I heard it. Say it out loud for me. You have to do what? Get in the way. If you want God to be pleased with you, you have to do what?
Get in the way.
Is it possible for me to tell you what God's plan is for your life? No. Do I know what that's going to be? Do you think your parents know what the plan for your life is going to be? Do you think your teacher knows what your plan is going to be? No. I can't tell you that. But if you want to get God's plan, if you want to figure out what it is, you have to do what? Oh, that is not good enough for me. I got to hear that better. Let's try that again. You've got to do what? I'm still not hearing everybody. I'm seeing a bunch of you stare at your feet. I need to see your eyeballs up here. Let's try that again. If you want to find out God's plan for your life, you have to
get away.
That's a little bit better. You've got to get in the way. Now, here's the good news for you. I don't know what God's plan is for your life, but I can tell you how to get in the way. I can tell you what you need to do to get in the way. The story that we're going to be reading out of 1 Samuel is about Samuel the prophet. The prophet that was trying to get Israel in the way. That he was trying to get Israel, the people that he was preaching to get in the way. Now, when I talk about being in the way, it's really pretty simple. If you were going to go somewhere, let's just say that you were going to head down the street, you were going to put it into your GPS. The way is the path along the journey. You are not there yet. You are still in the way. You're still getting there. If I'm wanting to go from here all the way to the back of the auditorium, there's a way that I should go, isn't there? Now, I've got to go that way. Now, right now, am I in the back of the auditorium? Where am I? No. I'm in the way. Does that make sense? Now, I keep going. Am I in the back of the auditorium? Where am I? In the way. All right, let me come over here. Am I in the back of the auditorium? Where am I? In the way. Am I in the back of the auditorium? Am I in the way? No. Am I going to the back of the auditorium anymore? I'm not in the way. So I don't know your way, or I don't know your destination. I don't know where God is going to have you. You can look at me and say, Brother Case, are you right where God wants you to be right now? Can I tell you honestly? No. You know where I'm at? I'm in the way. God is showing me little by little where I'm supposed to end up, and I'm right now in the way. The way is not where you're going to end up, because I don't know where you're going to end up. The way is the path that you take to get there. I can tell you how to get in the way. The story that we're talking about is about the prophet Samuel. Some of you might recognize the story of Samuel from when he was just a little boy. You remember hearing in Sunday school classes about the little boy that was laying down to sleep, And God wanted his attention, so he cried out, Samuel, Samuel. And where did Samuel run to? Anybody know? Where did he run? To Eli. Eli was the prophet at that time, the older man that was in charge. And the Bible says that his eyes had begun to wax dim, meaning that he couldn't see very well. He was kind of starting to go blind. And so Samuel, I'm sure, was having to help out Eli with a lot of things. So Samuel's laying there, and Samuel, as he lays there, he hears his name being called. Well, who else lives in this house? Eli. So he gets up and he runs to him. And who can tell me what Eli said? Raise your hand if you got an answer. What did Eli say? I didn't call you. Go back to bed. And so he goes back to bed. I love the obedience of Samuel. He goes back to bed. And what does God do again? Samuel. Samuel. What does Samuel do again? Runs to Eli. Hey, this time, buddy, I know you called me. No, I didn't. Go back to bed. So he goes back to bed. Third time. At this point in time, I'll be honest, if I was Samuel, I'd have been like, let the old crazy man sleep. That's what I would have done. Samuel didn't do that. Samuel gets up. Eli realizes it's God that's calling you. Samuel was obedient then. This is Samuel, that same Samuel, all grown up. And he is now the prophet, just like Eli was. And he's dealing with a man by the name of King Saul. Now, King Saul was an interesting man. He was a man that really wasn't supposed to be king. See, here's what happened. The Israelites were living in all, amongst all these different nations, and the Israelites kind of had a pattern of they would follow God and do what was right, and everything would go well. And then they'd say, you know what? We don't want to follow God anymore. We're going to start worshiping idols. We're going to start doing things that God's not pleased with. And every time they disobeyed God, the enemies would come in, they'd attack, and then they'd sit there going, oh, woe is us, everything's horrible, nothing's going right, God, why aren't you taking care of us? And Samuel would have to come in and say, because you're all idiots. That's why. You need to follow God. And they'd go, oh, they'd start following God again. They'd defeat their enemies. God would protect them. Yay, this is awesome. We're going to go worship idols now. What? And they'd go through this cycle over and over again. At one point in time, while they're in trouble, they're sitting there and this guy goes, I have got it. I know what our problem is. Samuel must have been, finally they understand. We need a king. What? We have to, everybody else, every other country around us, they all have a king. We don't have a king. We need a king. So Samuel goes to God and says, should I get them a king? God says, they don't need a king. So Samuel tells him, you don't need a king. If you have a king, the king is going to lead you the wrong way. Things are not going to go well. You don't need a king. So you know what the Israelites said? Too bad. We want a king. So Samuel ask God, do I do it? He says, let them learn their lesson. He goes out and he picks this man by the name of King Saul. Saul was a huge guy. The Bible says that he stood head and shoulders above everybody else in the land. That meant that if you stood there and watched everybody standing in a congregation, King Saul, you would see his shoulders and his head above everybody else. He was a big dude. He was kingly in his appearance. They thought this guy is going to make a great king. So, Samuel is working with King Saul. And we find in verse number 14, 1 Samuel chapter number 14, as Samuel is trying to lead and direct the Israelites and their new king, 1 Samuel 12 and verse 14, if ye will fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you as it was against your fathers. They set up this king, and Samuel says, look, the king is set up, but here's the problem. Don't just follow the king. You and the king have all got to follow who? God. Don't get distracted by just doing whatever the king says. Just because he's king doesn't mean he's always right. You have to follow who? God. You must follow God. And as they go through this, Samuel starts to begin telling them some more things that they need to do. We come down to this point to where Samuel says this in verse number 23. Moreover, as for me, this is Samuel the prophet, for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. Just take a moment and talk with counselors here for just a moment. Counselors, we make a huge mistake in forgetting that we are doing a job that is impossible for us to do. Working with the souls of young people is far beyond any of our capabilities. And God forbid that we sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for these young people. I know myself, when I came across this, it smote me hard because I realized that I had not been praying for the young people the way that I should have been. You've got a cabin of boys and girls that you don't know where their future is. You don't know what God has for them. It is beyond your capabilities. God forbid that we as leaders cease to pray for the children. God forbid that we sin in forgetting to pray. You hear the word of that in the scriptures? This isn't from me. If you are not praying for the campers out here this week, you are sinning against God. It's that straight, it's that clear, right there in the word of God. These campers, some of them have never heard what it's like to come upon somebody praying for them. They've never heard it. If they're not going to hear it here, where else are they going to hear it? You know what that takes? It takes counselors that aren't here to just have a good time. It takes counselors that care. It takes counselors to say, I know I'm tired. I know I'm exhausted. I know that my nerves are at their end, but I love these kids and I love my God that loves these kids and I'm going to pray for them. That's what's going to change these hearts and these lives of the children when the leadership cares about the children. I'm not trying to be mean because I'm in the same boat. I had to go this morning and I had to go to the snack shop and say, I need a list of every single one of these kids because I don't have one. And boys and girls, I'm promising you, I am praying for you by name every single day this week. If there's somebody going to be praying for you, it's me. You can count on that. Counselors, I encourage you to do the same. As for me, God forbid. Oh, man. God forbid. There's no stronger language in the Bible. God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. You know what Samuel said? The same thing, boys and girls, that I want to say to you this week. You ready? My job this week is to look at you and say, this is the way, walk ye in it. I'm going to show you the way in which you should walk. You know what you have to do? Decide if you're going to walk in it. Last night I asked you the question, do you want God pleased with you? Then you've got to do what?
Get in the way.
Get in the way. Say that with me. You've got to do what?
Get in the way.
Oh, we can do better than that. You've got to do what?
Get in the way.
Samuel makes it real simple. It's not difficult. 1 Samuel 12:24. Here's the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he hath done for you. Fear the Lord and serve him. You want to know what the way is? Fear the Lord and serve Him. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking, I wish there was some way. I wish there was some possible place that girls and boys could go where they could learn how to properly fear the Lord and serve Him. Where they would properly learn how to walk in the right way. If there was only a place that a young lady could go and she could learn how to fear, how to reverence, how to respect, how to honor. There was only a place that a young man could go where he would learn how to serve, how to submit, how to obey. Is anybody getting it? Listen to those words again. God wants you to learn how to fear, to reverence, to respect, and to honor. Got that word? To honor. God wants you to learn how to serve, to submit, to obey. You know what's in the way? To honor and obey. Then they got some verses you've memorized that reminds you of? To honor and obey. You ever heard of Ephesians 6:1? Anybody got that? You guys know it. Many of you do. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother. You know what the way is? It's to honor and obey. Guess where you are supposed to be learning how to do that? At home. Do you know why God chose to put a young lady in a home with a mom and a dad? Do you know why God chose that? Because He wants you to learn how to walk in the way. To walk in the way, you have to learn how to do two things. You ready? You have to learn how to honor and obey. I want you to say those two words with me. To walk in the way, you must honor and obey. All right, very good. We can do better than that. To walk in the way, you must honor and obey. Young people, you all struggle with this. Because I know, because I was in a house just like yours. You know what moms and dads do all the time? They tell you to do things you don't want to do. Ever been there? Moms and dads tell you to clean your room. I don't know of a single human being as a child that when mom and dad said clean your room, you go, oh yay, I love cleaning my room. No. In my household, I, as the big, mean, bully parent that is so cruel, have stood in the bedroom as my child is cleaning their room in tears because they don't want to do it. Now, I'd be honest. Anybody ever cleaned their room crying before because you don't want to do it? I've done it. I don't want to do this. I stood there this last week, and my daughter had a friend coming over. And I walked in her room and I said, I'm calling your friend and telling them they cannot come because your room is a mess. And my daughter is crying. Why? Because she didn't obey. You know what my daughter needs to learn in the home? To honor and to obey. I want God pleased with my life. I want God to be happy with me. You know what you need to do, girls? Go home and learn how to honor and obey. Brother Case, you don't understand. I don't even live with my mom and dad. My dad left me. My dad's not around. I don't care. You know what you need to do? Go home and learn how to honor and obey. Brother Case, my dad, my mom don't even go to church. My mom, my dad won't go into church at all. I've asked them to come with me. They refuse to go to church. They let me ride a bus. They let me go with my friends, but they don't want anything to do with God. You want to know what your way is? You go home and you learn how to honor and obey. You want God pleased with your life? You know what you do? You get in the way. And in the way, you must learn how to honor and obey. You got that locked in? We'll continue on with that tonight. Lord, I thank you so much for giving us this time. Lord, I ask that you would just help us to continue building on these truths. Lord, that if we're going to serve you, we've got to get in the way. And if we're going to be in the way, Lord, these children must learn how to honor and to obey. Lord, I ask that you would just help us, to these young people, to go home after this camp with a new desire to honor and obey at home in a way they've never done before. We love you, Lord, and I thank you so much for this time. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Brother Parsons.